The British tolerated the Haganah as long as it was really passive. Once it became active, of course, then it did not coincide with the pro-Arab attitude of the British government. Chamberlain thought that if we'll adopt a restrictive attitude to Zionism, immigration, Jewish activity, Haganah activity, and what have you, limit land sales to Jews, then the Arabs will somehow, in the end, when the chips will be down, rally to the British cause in case there'll be a war in Germany.